Blog Talk Radio.
This is your host, Evangelist Teresa Scott, and today is Thursday, October 17th, 2013. And we do want to give honor to God this morning for allowing us another day, for allowing us another chance to come into his presence, to thank him, to praise him, to bless him, and to ask him of what we stand in need for this day. We do say thank God today for the government coming to an agreement, at least a temporary agreement, and we pray that they will continue to agree to what they need to agree to so that people won't be affected again in January and February of 2014, that they will come to a resolution and let it not be about personalities or color or, you know, they're mad at him because, you know, he's a black president and they're still upset about that. But let it be about the people who elected them in office. Let it be for their best interest, the very ones who have elected them into office. Amen. This morning we want to lift up a very special person who's going through a financial difficulty. This morning she may, if she does not get the money, she may even be evicted. So we want God to intervene on her behalf. I have reached out on Facebook for people to help her. I have not gotten one. Let me take that back. I got one response to find out where she lived and gave me information, some information on, you know, what to give her to let her know of the help that she can receive. However, we have not received any responses from anyone in reference to helping her in any type of way other than that one response from my friend. And I think it's a shame that the body of Christ does not gather to help people who are in need. The same friend that inquired about helping her was also in need herself. I believe it was last week financially she was in need. And again, no response, no reply. And I don't understand the mind of the body of Christ. And I really want to pray for that this morning because it's something that's bothering me. And I see people all the time on Facebook asking for help. I saw someone on Facebook asking for help for their car. And, you know, these people had resources, other resources, but they asked for help. And, you know, people just were running to them, giving them help. Here we have a person who stands is on the verge of being evicted, who doesn't have any food, says she haven't had any food for a couple of weeks or longer. And we reach out and nobody responds. That is not love. That is not the heart of God. That is not the mind of God. And my heart grieves this morning. And I constantly ask God, would you please bless me? I ask God for millions of dollars, not for Teresa, but I ask God for millions of dollars to help people like this young lady, to help people like my friend who also was on the verge of eviction. I don't have the finances myself, but I know that there are people who saw my post, who have money, who are able to help these women, and nobody reached out. And my heart is so grieved this morning that not one soul reached out financially. Not one soul reached out except for my one friend who herself had a financial need. And I don't even know if her financial need was resolved. But only one person reached out, and that was to offer services to, you know, say, where does she live? Maybe she can get this and maybe she can get that. Other than that, not a prayer, not a person saying they're going to pray, not a person saying that they're going to help, not another person asking, you know, where she lives, can we help? Not, my heart is so grieved this morning that the body of Christ won't even come together to help another person in the body of Christ. One person did inbox me, and, you know, they said some things that kind of upset me, and I'm not going to even go into that, but it's like, Lord, people don't trust people anymore. People don't know who to bless. But guess what? If we have the Holy Spirit, like we say we have the Holy Spirit will tell us, you know, to bless. And we don't even need the Holy Spirit to tell us to bless. What if it were you in the situation and you were being evicted and you didn't have any food and you were looking for people to help you and people were telling this young lady that she went to churches and the churches wouldn't even help her because she's not a member of the church? Because her name is not on the roll at somebody's church, because she's not giving tithes and offerings and helping to pay for the pastor's home and their car and their airplanes and their food. They're not helping her. And my husband and I went through the very same thing when we were evicted because he fell down the steps and broke his hip and the landlord got upset with us and evicted us. Didn't have a care, didn't care that a handicapped man was going to be in the street in a wheelchair. But the church did not even rally to help us with one dime. And the same thing is being repeated over and over again. It's a shame. Do we think God is happy about the way we're treating one another in the body of Christ? It is horrific. It is horrible that we cannot come together in unity, that we can't even, if all of us, I have 968 people on my friends list. If everybody turned in and gave $1, she would have what she needed and then some. Not one. Not one. My heart is grieved this morning with tears streaming down my eyes that the body of Christ will not even help those stand in need. Sinners are doing more to help people than those who claim to be in the body of Christ. How can this be? That we have people in the body of Christ suffering and we won't even rally to help them. No, I don't know what her situation. Yes, I do. Her situation was that she was sick. She was diagnosed with an illness. Where she was unable to work. Prior to this, she's been working and taking care of her home. She got sick, and nobody reached out to her. I can't believe it. I'm devastated. When I looked at my inbox this morning, and I didn't even see a prayer except for one person, that very same person who herself was facing eviction last week. It's a travesty. Where is the love? Where is the love? We go to church, we shout, we jump, we scream, we run around, we do all of this, and then you have a sister or a brother in need, and there is no help for them. Father, forgive us. 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 Heavenly Father, I just lift up Andrea to you, Lord God. And I lift up Deirdre, and I lift up every other person, Father, whom I don't even know, but who are dealing with financial situations this morning. Those who are facing eviction, those who are sitting in their homes hungry and have looked for help and have gone to the Salvation Army, who have gone to the Red Cross, who have gone to different churches, Lord God, Catholic Charities and other institutions who have sought help and who have been rejected, who have been turned down. Lord, I lift them up this morning. Some are even contemplating doing those things that are illegal, stealing so that they can sell the merchandise, so they can have the money to pay their rent, to pay the late fees, to pay the money for food. Lord, they're contemplating these things, Lord God, because nobody will reach out to help them. And, Lord, while we understand that stealing is wrong, Lord God, we understand that it's wrong and it's not from you, God, we understand the desperation that these people are feeling and the desperation that they are facing because they need to pay rent so they don't be evicted. They need money so that they can purchase food. While God, we understand that too well because we too have been there. We understand the pain. We understand the frustration. We understand the fear. We understand the hopelessness, oh God. But Father, we know also, Lord God, that you were with us and you helped us. And God, you sent the angel here and you sent the angel there, and we were able to be sustained even though we wound up living in motels, Lord God. But I'm asking you to intervene for these people this morning, Lord. I'm asking you, Lord, to intervene this morning, God. My soul is crying out for them this morning, Lord God, as they face eviction, as they go day by day, Lord God, wondering what they're going to eat this day, Lord God. And it's not just her in the house. It's her children as well, Lord God. And Lord God, she just needs your help. And I ask you to step in, Lord God, and make a way out of no way for this individual and for not just her but the rest who are going through this eviction, Lord God, the fear of eviction, the threat of eviction, Lord God. Father, move on the heart of the landlords. Give them compassion. Let them be compassionate, Lord. I don't know all of the circumstances that everybody is dealing with, oh God, but Father, this young woman got sick. As a lot of people get sick, and because they don't have money,
saved up. They're living from paycheck to paycheck. All they can do is give what they have, Lord. But when someone is sick, how dare they be penalized for getting sick? How dare they be penalized? Both of these women were sick. Both of these women were viable citizens working every day, and they got sick, both of them. Got sick. And the landlords have no compassion. My friend lived in this apartment for years, and she got sick. Andrea living in this housing for years, and she got sick. And the landlord wants to put them out for $300, for $200. Lord God, please move on the people to bless these women. In Jesus' name, God, open up the door and make a way for me so I can have money, so I can hear stories like this and help these women and help the men, to help the people so that they won't be evicted, so they won't have to go through the things that we went through living in motels, and some people living on streets because they can't even live in a motel. Where is the compassion of the people that say they belong to you? Where is the compassion? Your word tells us to help those that are hungry, that are thirsty, that have no clothes, that are in prison, that are in hospitals, that have nowhere to live. That means homeless. They have nowhere to live. Open up your door and let them come in. Father, we pray that the body of Christ will have compassion on those who are struggling this morning. And some will say, well, we don't know what made them get in that situation. How about it's not our business? How about God just wants us to be compassionate? If someone gets sick and loses their job, is it their fault? Help us, God. I'm going to work, Lord God. I'm going to do what I can do to try to find monies and make monies so that when I hear the pleas of these women that I can bless them. Not for anybody to pat me on the back because it would totally be done in secret. But God, we need hearts of people to open up to bless these women, to bless these men, to bless these single parents, to bless people with mental illness, to bless people with physical illness who cannot work, and the government is no help. Please help today, God. Please send help. Please send financial help, God. I'm begging you. And God, I don't even usually come to you this way, but God, this morning I'm asking you to intervene for your glory. Intervene for your glory, Lord God. These people know that this one woman doesn't get any money until the first of the month. And we already know that the government was shut down and some people got messed up on certain things. But God, please, please open the door and make a way for these two women. Not because I've interacted with them and, you know, met one of them on Facebook and the other one I went to school with in grade school. But God, just because they belong to you, they're humans, they have needs, they have feelings, they have fears, real fears, Lord God. We understand that you have not given us the spirit of fear, but God, when you don't have any food, and you're looking at bare cabinets, and you're looking at bare refrigerators, oh God, it brings an instant fear. Yes, it does. And God, I remember when my husband and I were in this very predicament, even before the eviction, Lord God, when I lay in the hospital sick, not knowing whether I was coming out alive. My husband was in our apartment, and he cried out to you, Lord God. He cried out to you. We had no food. We had no money for rent. We had no money for electric and gas. We didn't know what to do. And on top of that, he had to deal with his wife laying in the hospital, not knowing whether she was going to live or die. But he cried out to you, Lord God. I don't know exactly what he said, but he cried out to you. and you answered him. You sent someone to him. They came to the hospital and brought the check. Not because we were so righteous and we deserved it, but because of your compassion, Lord God. You sent someone and they came and they blessed us with a check. And we were blown away and we were able to pay what we needed to pay. And God, the same thing that you did for us, I'm asking you, I'm begging you, I'm beseeching you this morning to do the same for these two women. And not just them, those others who are standing in need even right now. Open a door, make a way, God. Make a way out of no way as only you can, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Father, your word says the righteous cry and you hear them and you deliver them from all of their troubles. God, your word says this poor man cried and the Lord heard him and delivered him from all of his fears. And I'm asking you today to deliver Andrea, to deliver Deirdre, to deliver Tiffany, to deliver all those who stand in need even right now, God, in the name of Jesus. God, your word says, take no thought for the morrow, what you shall eat or what you shall drink or what you shall wear. God, you said if you clothe the lilies of the field, so would your heavenly Father so take care of you. God, take care of these two women. Take care of them. Provide their need. Give them what they need, Lord God, in Jesus' name. You know what we don't know, God. You see what we don't see, Lord God, and I'm asking you to help them. They've sowed into other people. They've helped other people, Lord God. And this is their hour in need, and they need you right now. They need help. They need help, and they're broken in their spirit right now because people that they've called on to help them, whom they have helped, have turned their back on them. And, God, I'm asking you to open up their bowels of compassion right now to return unto them the favors that were given in the name of Jesus. Not that they gave in looking for anything in return, but they have a need right now, a pressing need right now, and I'm asking you to bless them in the name of Jesus. My God, my God, my God. My God, my God, my God, please help them. This morning, Adonai, I'm asking you to help them. I'm asking you, Jehovah Jireh, to help them this morning. Jehovah Jireh, our provider, I'm asking you to help them, Lord God. It's hard for them to see a way this morning, but God, I believe you this morning. I believe you. I trust that you're going to send your angels to help them, to deliver them today. However you have to do it, Lord God, I'm not putting you in a box, but I'm asking you to do it according to your will. In the name of Jesus, send who you want to send, God. Not even looking at a particular person, but send who you want to send, oh God, to help them in the name of Jesus. And if you have to put money in my account that I can send to them, please do it, that I can help them in Jesus' name. $10, $20, $30, Lord God, something. Lord, bless these women today in Jesus' name. I looked at my bank account before we came into prayer, and I have only $16 in there. But, God, if you will open a door and make a way, I will send them $50, something. But if not, Lord God, not me. If not me, send somebody else to help, Father, in the name of Jesus. And I say thank you for it right now. In Jesus' name. I say thank you for it right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. My friend, I'm just looking at my Facebook page, and the same one who was in need last week, she says she's reaching out to a couple of people in New York who might be of some assistance. And, Deirdre, I thank you for that. I thank you for that. I ask God to bless you. I ask God to bless you. I ask God to bless you for that in Jesus' name. She has said that she's going to reach out to people in New York, and I thank God for her spirit. I thank God for her willingness to help. As she herself stands in need. Father, we need you today. A lot of people don't get it until they get in that situation, and then they want to cry out to God, and then they want people to help them, and then when people don't help them, they get upset. But then they heard about a need, and then they didn't help when there was a need present. They judged, they criticized. and didn't help when the need was present. And that's not what God wants us to do. He doesn't want us to judge and criticize. He wants us to be keen in the spirit. Yes, he does. He wants us to be aware in the spirit. Yes, he does. And we have his Holy Spirit, and his Holy Spirit will tell us who to bless and who not to bless. And it's not about who not to bless, but he knows those who are using trickery and manipulation. So the Holy Spirit will give us warning, you know, this person is playing a game or this person is not being sincere or whatever the case is. But he will open up our bowels of compassion if that's where our hearts are led to be. If that's where our hearts are geared towards, he will open up our bowels of compassion to bless those who are in need. He has told us in Matthew 25 to do this. Proverbs chapter 5 talks about adultery. I know this has nothing to do with this prayer that we just had, but today is the fifth day of reading Proverbs, and we will read Proverbs chapter 5. And it says, "My son, pay attention to my wisdom. Lend your ear to my understanding that you may preserve discretion. And your lips may keep knowledge, for the lips of an immoral woman drip honey, and her mouth is smoother than oil. But in the end, she is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Her feet go down to death. Her steps lay hold of hell. Lest you ponder her path of life, her ways are unstable. You do not know them. Therefore, hear me now, my children, and do not depart from the words of my mouth. Remove your way far from her, and do not go near the door of her house, lest you give your honor to others and your ears to the cruel one. Lest aliens be filled with your wealth and your labors go to the house of a foreigner, and you mourn at last when your flesh and your body are consumed and say, how I have hated instruction and my heart despised correction. I have not obeyed the voice of my teachers nor inclined my ear to those who instruct me. I was on the verge of total ruin in the midst of the assembly and congregation. Drink water from your own cistern and running water from your own well. Should your fountains be dispersed abroad, streams of water in the streets, let them be only your own and not for strangers with you. Let your fountain be blessed and rejoice with the wife of your youth. As a loving deer and a graceful doe, let her breast satisfy you at all times and always be enraptured with her love. For why should you, my son, be enraptured by an immoral woman and be embraced in the arms of a seductress? For the ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord, and he ponders all his paths. His own iniquities entrap the wicked man, and he is caught in the cords of sin. He shall die for lack of instruction, and in the greatness of his folly he shall go astray." This is Proverbs chapter 5, verses 1 through 23, the entire chapter. We pray that as you read the word of God, that you don't just read the word of God because someone challenged you or because you feel like, oh, well, I need to read the Bible in a year, so I'm going to read this. But that you will read the Bible and ask God to give you understanding of what you're reading. That you will read the Bible so that you can gain wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, so that you can apply it to your life. There's no point in reading the Word of God if you're not going to be able to understand what it's saying and applying it. And God will give you understanding of what it's saying. Please ask the Holy Spirit for understanding of the Word of God before you start reading it. Please ask God to open up your understanding saying to you in his word so that you may understand it and apply it and be able to tell somebody else about it. Amen. Thank you so much for joining us on today. God bless you. If the Lord says the same, we'll be back on tomorrow morning. Please continue to pray for these two women, that God will bless them, that God will open up doors for them, that they might receive the financial blessing that they stand in need of on this day. In Jesus' name, thank you. God bless you, everybody. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. Amen. Okay.